Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Ruzanowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm looking out, seeing the mountains, smelling the air, feels pretty good, and so does a victory last night against the Seattle Kraken. But Drew, when you win 8-5 in the NHL and you're a head coach in the league, you're automatically thinking about what you have to improve. So put your coaching hat on and tell us where they have to improve.
Well, Ryan Wartofsky said it this morning, right? Having five goals scored against you in the National Hockey League is not a recipe for success. So for me, it comes down to, as it usually comes down to, is puck play. They cause a lot of their own problems. We talked about this the other day. Turning the puck over in the middle, turning the puck over in your own zone, and not being able to recover. If they take care of the puck, if they are a team that makes sometimes a play where you just understand risk versus reward, I'm not going to play that puck to the middle, I'm going to kick the puck out, I'm just going to punt it, they're going to be much better off. And the other aspect I would say is defensive zone. A couple of times, and we talked about this yesterday with Jamal on the way to the airport, you got to be on the right side. You got to be in the defensive side positioning between your net and the puck, the carrier, your opponent. You can't get above the puck in the defensive zone, especially if you're the defenseman. So the other aspect I would say would be last man awareness, be understanding that you have to make sure, especially if you're a D-man, you're the last guy out of your zone.
One thing that I noticed, this league is so darn fast that it's difficult to make decisions like that on the fly. And one thing that you have to do is you have to automatically flip the switch in your mind when something happens. Like if you're a defenseman and you see a forward turn over the puck, say in the defensive zone right by the blue line, you almost have to change your plan, and that's hard to do.
Yeah, it is. And I don't mind. There's times when you see teams get scored on where it's because of aggression, because of trying to get up and make a play and it doesn't happen. And then I'd rather have guys like that, a team like that, where I'm trying to make a play in the defensive zone. So you see the guy turn over, I'm going to come up and pressure right away, or I'm in support mode, and bang, it comes back and it's in your net. Versus a team that sits back and just lets a team just roll in the offensive zone. So the mistakes being made are mistakes of trying to do what you're supposed to do and then not being able to do it, and then it comes back. But it all goes back to the first thing, which is you have to take care of the puck. Sometimes the only play is just to freeze it up against the boards. Just hold for a minute, get some help over, and then pop it out and punt it and get a change. Sometimes it's just kicking the puck off the glass. I hate the flip play. I don't know where that's come from, but it drives me nuts. But that's why I'm a broadcaster now, and I try not to get mad on the air during the game, but I hate the flip play. To me, it's just too casual of a play. Get your feet moving, number one. If you're in the defensive zone and you've got the puck, get your feet moving first. Don't stand still and go, let me see if I can get it by a 6'7" guy.
To me, it seems like a desperation play, yeah. And you don't want to be desperate in the NHL, do you?
No, but it's become a thing with the NHLers. I mean, every team does it. You know, some teams, LA did it years ago, back in like 10 years ago, they used it as a play, though, as an offensive play. They did it all the time. And it was Kopitar. They scored against us in 2014 on that play. Flipped it. Kopitar just tracked it down like a receiver waiting for the football underneath it. And bang, he got it. But and these now they use it, as you said. Some guys use it as a first choice. So get your feet moving. Puck off boards. Ethan Cardwell's goal was great because it was a stop with a stick by Vitek. Rim to the boards, trapped on the boards. Ethan's on the opposite side. He's on the weak side. He pushes the pace, skates across, bang, gets the puck. Goal, first goal in the National Hockey League. Great goal. And that's terrific. Because if you're a coach, you're going to show that. Say, guys, this is what we need to do. This is perfect.
Well, with respect to Cardwell, I think everybody on the bench was so happy for him. And that's normal in the NHL. But I think it was even elevated a little bit because of the kind of person he is. But the other side of it, too, is that he's only in his fifth NHL game. The coach is throwing him out on the PK, putting him out in the last minute of the game, right off the bat of the game. That tells you there's a lot of trust in this player, and that's a big thing for the Sharks' future.
Huge. Huge. He's not coming in playing 5 minutes. He played some very significant minutes. Yes, he's going to make mistakes because he's inexperienced, but at the same time, he's going to do some things because, as you said, he's a smart, good hockey player.
One other thing last night, too, you know, all of the attention is on the goal scoring and all the wacky plays and everything. I'm thinking about the Sharks' third D pair, Henry Thrun and Jan Ruda. I thought they had a really, really solid game, and they did everything that the coaches needed them to do.
Yeah. How many times was Jan Ruda in the passing lanes and taking away passing lanes? It's really a great job. I thought Henry was sure with the puck. I thought he was smart with the puck. I thought both of them, versus the attack, versus the rush, they were standing up in the zone. Penalty killing, they were really good. It was, as you said, in pretty interesting between the periods yesterday that all the penalties were two defense, but Jan was one of them. But at the same time, when they were out there on the penalty kill, they were doing a terrific job standing up, being aggressive. I thought they had a really good game.
I talked to Ryan Warsofsky on the Coach's Chalkboard show about that, and I asked him, I said, you know, was that part of just panicking a little bit? I don't want to say panic, losing patience a little bit, because Seattle's a team that really keeps the puck in the D zone a long time.
Yeah, they're very good at it. And I think Jamal mentioned it yesterday. They're one of the top teams in the league with offensive zone time. So, yes, they do. They like to use that rim behind the net. They expand the zone. What you want to do, and we've talked about it before. As soon as they enter the zone, you want to pressure them. Okay, you want to get D forward, get in right away. The Sharks like to swarm right away, try to close it off, put you in the small ice in the corner, trap you in there, and then get the puck and go the other way. But Kraken do a really nice job, as you said, getting on pucks, getting support over there, being hard along the boards, but also then expanding the zone by firing the puck away from pressure. They love to rim the puck, and their D get down the boards all the time. Oleksiak's really good at it. Montour's good at it. I like their deal. I like their team. I thought they played really good.
Riker Evans was good.
Yeah, I thought Riker Evans had a good game. I thought that they played quick, and that's a Sharks tough test tonight. Games don't go identical. Just because last game this happened doesn't mean it's going to happen tonight. Doesn't mean you're going to score 8 tonight. Joey DeCord's going to be in. He's their number one goalie. So I think you're right. I think they got to be much better in the zone and be smart aggressive. Don't get crazy. Don't get everybody going to the puck at once. Be smart aggressive.
You mentioned Joey DeCord in the nets for the Seattle Kraken. We're expecting Mackenzie Blackwood for the San Jose Sharks. Redemption game for him in some sense,
yeah,
because of what happened in Ottawa?
Yeah, I would think so. I love Mac. Mac's got such a great attitude. He's fun when he's on the bench and Vitek's playing, and I get to be down there listening to him. He's a upbeat guy. He's positive. He's cheering for the guys, talking to him about good plays. He's having some fun. He wants to redeem himself because it was a game that the Sharks would have won. I thought goals 3 and 4. 4 was a great tip, but I thought he could have read that better. I thought he could have cheated a little bit to Godet on that because there was the Sharks D-man over on the passer.
It was a heck of a goal, though.
It was a good goal, but I thought he could have cheated a little bit better on that. And third goal I didn't like, which was the Clevin shot from the went 5-hole. But Mackenzie will bounce back.
And the other part of it is Will Smith seems to have this nice synergy going with Mikael Granlund. The goal that he scored, I thought the key to it was Granlund buying an extra split second of time because he and Will knew what they were going to do. Will goes down the center lane, pass right on the tape.
Well, we've seen it since Mikael has been the San Jose Shark. He makes people on his line better. And I love the fact that Will's starting to feel the game again. You can tell he's starting to really enjoy it. He's relaxed. He's smiling. He's having fun. He is a guy that at Boston College, when he got there, it took him a little while. And once he got going, look out. He took off and was next to Macklin celebrating for the Hobie Baker. And he's feeling it now. You can tell. You can just tell just talking to him.
A lot of guys have point scoring streaks coming into tonight's game, and they want to keep that going. But the key to it all is solid defense. as the Sharks are beginning a six-game road trip tonight with the second game of back-to-back home-and-home series against the Seattle Kraken. Jamal Mayers and I will be on the air at 6:30 Pacific time. We'll have all of the exciting broadcasts there on the Sharks Audio Network. Until then, that's it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.